Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord. I was reading in my personal devotions in Bible study time. Sometimes it's a matter of studying a passage, and sometimes it's pursuing a thought that I've had later on in the day to see what the Bible has to say about it. And this one had to do with a thought from Amos chapter 4, verse 12. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. There is no question in my mind about whom the Lord is speaking to here. It is Israel. And they, of course, had done evil against the Lord. And the nation, of course, had sinned against the Lord. And the Lord is telling them the reason why he is going to do what he is going to do. Because thou hast done this, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. There needs not be a question about who is this God that they are to meet. The God who have brought them up, the God that they've been talking about, the God that they have been telling others about, the God who had been blessing them and who had brought them thus far. The Lord even gives to them an account of something that he has done, and this is very much along the line of the series of studies that we have been doing. In verse 11 of chapter 4, the Lord says, I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And he has made this covenant with them, and they do not care about this fact that he is a holy God, and he will have to deal with them, that he is going to bring the stench before them. Keep reading upwards in this passage, and you'll see what the Lord is going to do. Because you haven't done these things, you haven't listened. Jeremiah the prophet came preaching, and the people didn't want to hear what Jeremiah had to say. He was warning them, Amos the prophet, giving to them the message of the Lord. Because you haven't listened, therefore, prepare to meet thy God. Will this be a pleasant meeting? Are you going to be wonderfully delighted and blessed by having to meet the Lord under these circumstances? Of course not. The Lord is dealing with these because they have lived a wretched, rebellious, sinful life. The Lord called Amos as a man who was a gatherer of sycamore fruit to serve him. And the word had come to Amos. The word of the Lord does come to Amos. And verse 1 says that the word of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. So we know the time that this prophecy was given. We know the king at that time was Uzziah. Uzziah reigned for some 52 years, and he died. But Isaiah also tells that he saw the Lord during the year that Uzziah died. But Amos prophesies during this time. And the nation is in great need, spiritual dearth. They're in great loss because 721-22 B.C., they go into captivity. The Assyrians lead them into captivity. And the Lord says, prepare to meet thy God. Are you ready to meet him? Are you right with him? Father, we ask for your blessings upon today's message and your power upon today's preacher. We ask for your blessings and wisdom to set forth your truth, and that the word may find lodging in hearts. In the Lord Jesus, honored and glorified, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now please continue with me in the book of Genesis. And we are going to look at what had happened. We saw that Abraham had gone down into Gerar, away from the place where Lot had sinned against the Lord. And Lot had gone and brought shame and reproach to the name of the Lord and to his uncle Abraham because of this, the sinful deeds that he had done and his daughters had done. And now he is down in this, has gone south in toward Egypt. And when he travels, others see his wife Sarah, who is 90 years old, and she's a beautiful woman. And she is so beautiful that Abraham feels that he has to tell a lie to protect her. Now, he wants to do good by doing something wrong. He wants to offend God, and he is willing to bear false witness, offending God and then protecting his own. But he is offending God, and he is also, by doing so, defiling himself and his character and his own wife's character as well. And when in the dream of this man, the Lord tells him that he is but a dead man because he has another man's wife. And this Abimelech says, "Now, this is what he told me, Lord. He told me that she was his sister, and I did this in the integrity of my heart." And the Lord says to Abimelech, "I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart." Now, what does that tell me and you? That tells us that God sees everything, and he also knows the motives of everyone. The unsaved, God knows your motives. You're not hidden from the Lord, and you're not beyond his jurisdiction. His arm can reach you. He can reach you where you are. As James Weldon Johnson says, young man, your arm is too short to box with God. And so the Lord is saying, I know, Abimelech, that you did this in the integrity of your heart. I know your motives. I know why you did what you did. And you're telling the truth. The Lord said, I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Now the Lord says, Abimelech, I kept you from sinning against me because you know that this woman belongs to another man, or you know that it is wrong to take another man's wife. And I'm keeping you from doing wrong. I kept you from doing wrong. That's God's law. That's God's law. One man, one woman. He showed us that, nature itself. How many women did the Lord make for Adam? One. How many men did God make for Eve? One. Now, from whence made he the woman? Out of the side of a man. Now, he used the same material. He did not use another lump of clay, but he used the same clay out of which he had made man. And he made a woman. Now, had he used another piece of clay, then the woman could have said, "Now look here, man, I'm just as much a piece of dirt as you are." But no, the Lord didn't do it that way. The Lord refined dirt and made a man. And then he refined that which he had refined and made a woman. Why in the world would a woman want to say that she is equal to a man and step down off the pedestal on which God has placed her? And the Lord said, "Now I made a man a man and a woman, and I brought them together, and they two are as one. And to violate this union is to commit adultery and to sin against God." And the Lord says, "Now I kept you from sinning against me." So the Lord is saying to commit adultery is a sin against God himself. And someone will think, "Well, I'm going to get even with so-and-so." But you're sinning against God. You're not hurting that person. Oh, it'll break the heart, of course. But your sin is ultimately against the Lord. And so the Lord says, "Now, because you were going to sin against me, I kept you from it. And I suffered you not to touch her. I prevented you from touching her." And so he wasn't able to do anything to her. And so she was just as much a woman, a pure woman, when she came back to her husband as she was when she left. and undefiled by any other man. And verse 7, now therefore the Lord says, okay, you know what you did wrong. You are to restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. Now God calls Abraham a prophet. He is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. So the Lord places a powerful judgment upon this man if he doesn't obey God. He doesn't make him do it. He tells him what he's going to do if he doesn't do right. You'll die, and all that is yours will die. So restore the wife. Now, this is what we need to make known today, is that many people think that, well, okay, I said I'm sorry. No, but are you willing to restore? Are you willing to make restitution? Are you willing to rectify or right the wrong you've done? Restore the woman to her husband. He's a prophet. He's God's man. He's a man who learns God's, who knows God's thoughts. And God reveals his mind to this man, and he is doing God's will. And so after that, the blessings, where are you as far as these blessings are concerned? I was talking with someone recently, and they said, we don't have to be married. They're two people living together. We don't have to be married for God to bless us. Well, according to God's book, now he blesses you with life. He'll give you a job. He'll give you prosperity. You won't have him because you can't walk with God in sin and offending him. Can two walk together except they be agreed? God's not going to be pleased with you living in sin. And then the Lord says, he shall pray for thee and thou shalt live. I like that. Two parts. He shall pray for thee. Now here is the man praying, talking to God in this man's behalf, calling upon the Lord in this man's behalf. And then the results of that is you will live. You will live. But the Lord has said, now, if you don't do this, if you don't restore the woman, well, then you're going to surely die. That same phrase, thou shalt die. Dying, thou shalt surely die. That's what the Lord said here. If you don't do right, if you don't do what you know is right, I've told you what you need to do. If you don't, then you're going to die and all that are yours. No, listen, if we play with sin, it's not just going to hurt us. There are others that are following you, that are watching you, walking behind you. You fall, you're going to pull others down with you. And you think that you can live on an island to yourself, apart from anybody else, and not affect anybody else by the way you sin. Oh, you'll pull others down. The Lord wants us to know that. You do not sin alone. You sin in a world and you bring more, and you corrupt the world more by your sin. And people are worse off because you've disobeyed the Lord, because we do not do what God would have us to do. Father, help us again today. Bless your word. Bless your people. Strengthen us, we ask, in Jesus' holy name and for his sake. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you. Our address, 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, South Carolina.